Listen, if the husband would buy or get receive new property, she would have a right to receive her ksuba from the new property. Shakla, since if he would get new property, she would take a ksuba. Hashtanami shakla. Now also, it's like new property coming back. He only gave one third to the daughter that's alive. He gave one third to the daughter that died. So now that third comes back. Therefore, the wife has a right to take it for her ksuba.
A husband was dividing up his property between his children and his wife.
But he left over one palm tree.
So Sav Ravina Lamein Ravina thought to say,
listen, since he left over something for Ksuba, all she has a right to collect is just this one palm tree for the Ksuba, nothing more.
Oh, Malay Rav Yehima the Ravina, Rav Yehima said that's Ravina.
If she doesn't have anything, so chodikla nami leslo. She doesn't have this either.
Ella, what do you have to say?
Migu de nachtala diklo, nachtanami le kulu nichse, no. Since like she was not mechu de ksubia, but she figured, listen, there's something there for me to collect my ksuba from. But since there's something there, she was not mechu de ksuba, and she would still have a right to collect her ksuba.
Omar Rafuna says, Shchiv Mira, a person that's about to die.
Shekosav kol nechosav liyachar. He writes all his property away to somebody else.
So Rafuna says, Royin, let's see.
Im Royin liyorsher, if this person is one of his sons, one of his children, that would get a chelik of Yerusha anyway, so then noit lemishom Yerusha. Then the father has a right to give it all to him, but there is Yerusha. The chul like Rabbi Yechon and Mabruk we had before. But v'yim lav, if this person is not one of his children, then noitla mishum atona. Then we say it means to give it away to him for a present. It's not a Yerusha then, but it's a present.
So Amalei Rav Nachman said, ganva genuvi lomaloch.
Like, why do you have to steal this?
In other words, this is not your learning.
Yisvir l'cho k'rab yechon ben bruka, ein maloch k'rab yechon ben bruka.
If you hold like Rav Yechon ben bruka, so you should have just said, aloch is like him.
Zohar, what you're saying is like him.
So you should have just said aloha, Rabbi Yochanan Avruka.
To Shematicha, your learning, Rabbi Yochanan Avruka goes like Rabbi Yochanan Avruka with the Yozla. That's what it goes like.
Or it says, no.
Maybe Dilma ki Yehoa ka Amrit.
Maybe the case was like this.
To Yehu de Hevi Koshochif.
A man was about to die.
For Yomerle, and he said, Nichse Laman.
So people went over to ask him, listen, who do you want to give your property away to?
Dilma Lapalnya,
maybe you want to give it away to him.
The Yomalu and the Shchimra answered back and said, Ela Laman, like who else should I give it to?
That was the story. He didn't say clearly to give it to him. They asked him, to who? Do you want to give it away to this person? And he said, like who else?
And on this, we amart alon alon. In such a case, he said over, that im royu li yorshoi not lemishim Yerusha.
If this person they were talking about was one of his sons, so then he takes the whole thing, but there is Yerusha.
But v'yim lav, if he was not a person that's fitting to get a portion of Yerusha, then leit l'mishur matana.
That was a chiddush, though.
True, he owes like a b'yechon and a bruka, but the chiddush is even in such a case where the shchimura did not say clearly to that person, but rather people came to ask him, who do you want to give it to? Do you want to give it to him? And he only answered back, like, if not him, who else? The chiddush is, that means to say, yes, I want to give it to him.
Amalei answered back in Hochi Kamina.
That's what I meant to say over. This is the right case.
Lamai Hichos, so what's the locha?
So Ravada Varava Kamina the Rav Lameimor in Roy Liyorshoi.
Because what's the Nafkamina, whether the person gets it, the Torah of Yerusha, or the person gets the Torah of Matan as a present? In both cases, he's getting it. So meant to say like this. In Roy Liyorshoi, if he gets the Torah of Yerusha, then the locha would be Al-Menosa Nizaynes Menachosav, that when he dies, his wife is now Amona, even though she does not receive Yerusha, but Midrabana, though she gets Nizaynes, she gets fed from the property. V'yimla, but if the father just meant to give it as a present to somebody else, then Ein Al-Menosa Nizaynes Menachosav. Then the locha would be that his Almona, the widow, would not receive any Nizaynes from the property. Because the Chorot have a minyan that there's only a takana by a din Yerusha, if somebody yashes the husband, or if the husband gave it away for a present, then the wife, the amono, will not receive mezainis.
All right, a turnover. Yes, that's what it ought to say. That is, it's the Yerusha the Amono would get. The Yimlav ain Amonos Mizoinis from the Chosef. Oh, Malay Rova. Rova said it back, no. Migra Gora, does she lose out? Hash to be Yerusha the Yeraisa. Maduch in the case where the sons Yash and the father. So they receive the property with the Yeraisa. Oh, Martha, still you said to Abona made a takona. That Amonos Mizoinis from the Chosef, that his Amono has the right to receive Mizoinis to be fed from the property, is so b'matana the rabbonin. Here where this matana works only b'gidrim the rabbonin, like yeshchimera, is kirsur m'kusumadomi, is giving away for a present, like koshchein. Isn't it for sure that the rabbonin should make a takon in such a case, that the amon should also get mizoyne should be fed from this property? So what's the difference if the person receives it, b'teros a yerusha, or b'teros a present? So my answer is, Elomar Rova, rather Rova says, that the Teretz is, Kedisholach Ravacha Barav Aviro, that Lediva Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka, that when the father says he wants one son to receive it all, it goes with Teretz Yerusha, the difference is that, what's going to be if the father first says, Nichsay Lecho, I want all my property to go to my son Chaim, the Yachrecha, but when after Chaim dies, Leploini, then I don't want the Yerusha to go to his children, but should go to somebody else. So it depends. Imho Yerushan Royal Yoshov, if this first person the father said it to was one of his sons, a person was able to get a Bateros Yerusha, so then the locher is Ainlish Shiny Bamakim Rishan Klum. The second one receives nothing. Since the father gave it to the first one Bateros Yerusha, the klal is Shain Loshin Matona El Loshin Yerusha. That this is not a Loshin of a Matona, but rather it's a Lashon of a Yerusha. Since we're talking about one of the sons, and the sons is fitting to be a Yerush, so according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka, the father means that this son should Yashin everything. If so, the Yerusha ain't lehefsik. Once a son gets it, but there's a Yerusha, it does not go away from him. In other words, his children will Yashin from him also, and it does not go to a Sheini. So that's an afkamina. If the person is roy to be Yerush, then it does not go to an Acher. But if the person only received the Bateros HaMatono, then it will go to an Acher. Oh, Malay Rav, the Rav Nachman, Rav said to Rav Nachman, Vo'ifsako, but the father said yes. The father said that after the first son gets it, I want it to go to somebody else. So Gemara says, Hu Sava Yesh Lehefsek, true. The father thought that he could make a Hefsek. But I tell you, Rachmonom, the Torah says no, ain't Lehefsek. But the Torah says, Yishno, there's no hefsik. So if it went, but Torah says Yerusha, that's the Lach Yerusha and lehefsik. That once the first son yashins it, it stays by him, and when he dies, Yishno, his children take over, even though the father said it should go to an Acher, it does not go to an Acher after him.